Neuroticism and character disorder can look similar from the outside. Both may involve suffering, conflict, and repeated life problems, but they often differ in a crucial way. How a person understands control and responsibility. At the heart of each is a relationship to agency. Neurotics tend to believe they control more of the world than they actually do, while those with character disorder often behave as if life is something that simply happens to them, with little need for self-reflection or personal accountability. One struggles from carrying too much responsibility, the other struggles from avoiding responsibility altogether. Neuroticism, in everyday terms, describes a pattern of anxiety, rumination, and emotional instability. A neurotic person may feel an intense need to manage outcomes and prevent discomfort. They often believe that if they think hard enough, plan carefully enough, or worry intensely enough, they can eliminate uncertainty. This can create the illusion of control. If something goes wrong, the neurotic assumes it must be their fault for not anticipating it. If something goes right, they may credit the success to their constant vigilance. The world becomes a place where every result is tightly connected to personal effort. While this mindset can motivate responsibility and conscientiousness, it also produces chronic stress, guilt, and exhaustion. The neurotic is perpetually on duty, trying to control what was never fully controllable in the first place. Character disorder, on the other hand, reflects a deeper pattern of maladaptive traits that interfere with relationships, work, and personal growth. While different personality disorders show up in different ways, a common theme is a limited willingness to take responsibility for one's role in recurring problems. Someone with character disorder may interpret consequences as unfair attacks, betrayals, or bad luck. They may blame the world, other people, or the system, while minimizing their own choices. Instead of asking, "What did I contribute to this outcome?" they ask, "Why does this always happen to me?" In this posture, life becomes a story of victimhood and entitlement rather than accountability and growth. The person may feel powerless, yet paradoxically expect others to rescue them, tolerate them, or adapt endlessly to their behavior. This contrast can be captured well by Alcoholics Anonymous's Serenity Prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. The neurotic often lack serenity because they resist accepting what cannot be changed. They keep trying to control other people's feelings, unpredictable outcomes, or the past itself. Meanwhile, a person with character disorder often lacks courage, not in the sense of physical bravery, but in the moral courage to change what they actually can, their habits, attitudes, and patterns of behavior. They may not even see their actions as something requiring change, because responsibility feels like humiliation rather than liberation. Healthy functioning lies between these two extremes. Real maturity means accepting that we are neither omnipotent nor powerless. We have influence, but not total control. We are shaped by circumstances, but not defined by them. Growth begins when we stop overestimating our responsibility for everything and stop excusing ourselves from responsibility for anything. Ultimately, both neuroticism and character disorder involve distorted beliefs about control. The neurotic believes, "It's all on me." The character disordered person believes, "None of it is on me." But wisdom and peace comes from learning the truth. Some things are ours to own, some things are ours to release, and knowing the difference is the beginning of freedom.